This podcast on Sports360AZ.com is brought to you by your Valley Hyundai dealers. We appreciate the Valley Hyundai dealers and their support.
Now, the Brad Sessmatt Show, broadcasting live from the Skyview Network Studios.
Good Monday. Thanks for being with us. The day is nothing but Herm Edwards. Doesn't mean I'm not going to weigh in on some other stuff in the weekend. Press conference comes up at 10:30. We partner with AZ Central Sports. Our show airs on Sports360AZ.com and AZ Central, our television show on Fox Sports Arizona. Brad Sessmatt, Football AZ. We are self-funded, which means we do this through sponsorship. Without sponsors, we're not here. It's pretty simple. So we encourage you to support those who do support us year in and year out into year number six. Because the press conference comes up in about 25 minutes, we're just going to get rolling on this and head right down to Arizona State, where Jordan Hamm and Haley Stasiak are both there for Sports 360 AZ. Jordan joins us now. Where are you exactly?
So right now I am in the what's called the coach's corner, kind of like the coach's suite, where they hold various events for donors and things like that. It's on the west side of the stadium. Actually, if you can hear in the background, the construction crews are going to town on the east side of the building right now. So we have a lot going on at Sun Devil Stadium this morning.
What is the vibe down there? Because I would just say the last 48 hours, the negativity and the head scratching over this hire and then some other stuff that came out late last night. Jordan, you've been around Arizona State. You're a graduate of Arizona State. I mean, what's the vibe around this day and this hire?
I think right now it's kind of a wait and see because of the press release that was sent out last night talking about the restructure of the athletic department and the football program as a whole. There needs to be a little bit of clarity on that. So I think everybody that is here today is waiting to hear answers from Ray Anderson and Herm Edwards on exactly what Herm Edwards' role will be in this and how much of a restructure this athletic department and football program will take on.
You are going to get Herm Edwards one-on-one after this press conference is over. What do you want to ask him?
One of the things that I just really want to know is, he has been out of the college game for 30 years, out of coaching for a decade. What is he most concerned about or what is he most anxious about coming back to coaching, as well as, he is front and center with a lot of the top recruits in the nation each and every year at the Under Armour All-American Bowl. Mm-hmm. So how has he seen the changes among these top recruits, and how does he think that will help him recruit now that he is the head coach of the Arizona State Sun Devils?
So the angle there is, and that's really interesting, you think that he may have some insight because he has coached the Under Armour game with the top players in the nation for the last 7 years, a fact that people have seemed to just want to forget about, from my view, that he may have some advantage there.
I think it may be an advantage, and I just don't think it's as big of a disconnect as people might be making it when they throw out he hasn't been on the sideline in a decade. He hasn't been in the coaching game in so long. He still gets to talk to some of the top college coaches and top prep coaches each and every year, as well as get a front row seat to some of these top players, including N'Keal Harry and Ryan Kelly, mm-hmm. who were on this ASU roster just a couple of years ago. They were in that bowl. So he's been able to see what makes these players special and kind of what makes them tick and what jumps out to them in the recruiting cycle.
All right, good job there. Jordan Hamm joining us live at Sun Devil Stadium. Good work there. That press conference is about 20 minutes away. Let's shift gears now. Some of the things on my mind brought to you by Sagicor. Sagicor now, you've got to protect what matters most. Guys, it's the start of a new week. The end of the year is right around the corner. You better be thinking about, how am I protecting my family? What if something were to happen to me? Do I have everything in order? Sagicor now, log on there. Again, protect what matters most. Sagicor, we appreciate Sagicor. Big part of what we do here at Sports360AZ.com. Eric Sorensen is with us. So, the weekend of Herm Edwards, you and I have been together in the Valley for 20 plus years, and we've seen plenty of bleep storms, right? The bleep storm that is Herm Edwards and Arizona State football, from your point of view, is it really a bleep storm or is it just fear of the unknown?
I'm sort of taking a wait-and-see approach. It's definitely unconventional, not only from the hire, but from, you know, the time of release from an oddly worded press conference that hit our email late last night.
It was weird. So we should go back on that in a minute on that.
Yeah.
So, but keep going. Where are you at on all
and
this?
I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't. You know, nationally, this thing's getting trashed. This hire has been
unless
made
you're
fun
an ESPN,
of.
If you're an ESPN employee who's worked with Herm Edwards, it's being embraced.
Well, of course, they should support their friend.
Yes,
but
yes.
I mean, nobody knows if he can coach college kids. He hasn't been a college coach since the mid to late '80s, and he was a secondary coach at San Jose State. A lot has changed over the last 20 to 25 years in the coaching ranks. So,
well, okay, so now let's go through this, and you can weigh in here as you want. I put up this weird deal that ASU sent out last night. There's no other way to put it. It was just worded in a way that was strange. And it says everything's about Herm Edwards today. But what Ray Anderson sent out last night, because there's not a chance in hell that he would approve something like this being sent out. There's just not a chance. And to read through this, okay. Arizona State University Vice President Ray Anderson has unveiled plans for a restructured ASU football model. Named former NFL head coach, Herm Edwards, 24th head coach. Got that. Here is the part that you look at and say, okay, this is nothing to do with Herm Edwards, or it's everything to do with Herm Edwards. The department's new leadership model will be similar to an NFL approach, except they're not going to pay the players, using a general manager structure. It's a collaborative approach to managing the ASU football program that includes sport and administrative divisions. Eric, don't you think this is what Nick Saban is already doing at Alabama? It's just not being put out there in black and white. If you're at the highest programs, the most successful, isn't this what Urban Meyer does already?
I can't compare those because those two college coaches have won national championships.
Got
They're
it.
At the top of their game. Herm Edwards hasn't coached anybody in a decade. So this model, I mean, it doesn't surprise me because Ray Anderson comes from the NFL background.
Right.
That he would want to do this. I just wonder, if Herm Edwards turns out to be half as good as Urban Meyer and as Nick Saban, ASU should be doing backflips. But you're talking about the two best college coaches that may run their operation in a pro-like way, but it's sort of like driving a really fast car with a 16-year-old driver.
Yeah,
it's not driving a really fast car with a professional driver.
Well, but think of it in this terms. Maybe me using head coaches is a bad example. Okay, Greg Byrne inherited the situation at Alabama, so I'm not going to use him. But let's just say this is Gene Smith's way of going about business. Maybe it's better just to put it on the ADs rather than even bringing up the head coach. I mean, they could have hired anybody and everybody here. They could have interviewed lots of people that we don't know about. I would be stunned if Ray said, this is the only person that I spoke to. From my understanding, there were other people that he had reached out to. I just don't know those names as fact. I hear a lot of names, but if Ray went into this approach looking at Arizona State, and very similar to how I've looked at Arizona State, of this program's done nothing. They're 20 games over 500 since Jake Plummer in the Rose Bowl. That is very average. If you look at the bowl games that they've gone to, for the most part, they're second, third, all of them. They either don't go to a bowl game or they go to second and third tier bowl games. They have operated in a fashion where it is the guys with maroon socks pulled up to their knees and gold shorts down past their ankles. And it's fine that people dress a certain way. They're that loyal to their Sun Devil brand. It's fine. But when Ray goes through this, and continuing to read now, the department's new leadership model will be similar to an NFL approach using a general manager structure. It's a collaborative approach to managing the ASU football program that includes sport and administrative divisions. This will operate as a distinct but collective unit focused on elevating all aspects of Sun Devil football. There's some wording here a little bit later on in this that has the tone of Josh Burns, if you remember, with the Diamondbacks when he used organizational advocacy and got absolutely destroyed and annihilated. And I'll share some of that a little bit later on in the show. My point is on this, Ray didn't wake up when Todd Graham was losing badly to USC or losing to UCLA and say, you know, I think we need to change the approach. Ray's had a full body of work here. Ray has walked into what I've termed a dysfunctional atmosphere. When you're mired in mediocrity, and that's what Arizona State has been, you're just content to not aim to do things on a big level. And so Ray is coming in here saying, okay, I've been around a few years. I've seen all the events. I've been at all the boosters. I've seen this football program operate. And as I look at it, it's just really nothing more than we're going to be average. So I'm going to shake this up, and I'm actually going to shake up the whole, I'm going to snow globe, as I like to put it, the entire college football landscape. I'm going to do that here at Arizona State, and I'm going to convince the president to see it my way. So I'm going to weigh in on this on the other side a little bit deeper. And the press conference comes up at about 10:30, so I want to be right on time for that. So we'll take a break here. We'll continue on after this timeout. So the press conference in about 8 minutes, and we'll take you down to Sun Devil Stadium for Ray Anderson and Herm Edwards here in about 8 minutes, and we'll have it live for you, sports360az.com. Continuing with this note that Arizona State sent out last night, which you know about Herm Edwards, this stuff that came out last night is really interesting. Not that Herm Edwards isn't. Continuing to read what Arizona State released last night, quote, our goal for this football program is to reach unprecedented heights. Who wouldn't want that? And therefore, we need to find a way to operate more innovatively and efficiently than we have in the past. Who wouldn't agree with that? This according to Ray Anderson. In the spirit of innovation, our vision for this program is to have a head coach who serves as a CEO. Again, Nick Saban, Urban Meyer, and is the central leader. I'd even say Todd Graham with that, with a collaborative staff around him that will evaluate performance of players and coaches on the field, in the classroom, and in our community. Equally important, the head coach will be a dynamic and tireless recruiter. All that stuff is what we get anyways. Collective units are going to focus on elevating all aspects of Sun Devil football. This structure will allow the department to form a multi-layered method to the talent evaluation recruiting process, increase its emphasis on both student-athlete, coach development, and retention, and provide a boost in resource allocation generation. So, as I see it, Ray has to answer this question. How long have you looked at the program, or a better way to put it, when did you feel as though you needed to make a massive overhaul? When did you decide you needed to fire Todd Graham? And that's an easy one for him to get around. He'll say, well, at the end of the season, we evaluated, blah, 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 blah. This stuff, though, about the GM, that just didn't happen overnight. And as I've said here, week after week, month after month, Todd was a dead man walking from probably the U of A game last year. But some of the stuff that was released by Crow and Ray, the kickoff luncheon, I gave you that story, just things around the department, people's attitudes and thoughts changed. The defenders of Todd suddenly disappeared towards the middle of October from within the athletic department, and things just changed. This isn't my first rodeo on coaching changes. So why am I so big on this? I mean, I'm just getting punished, and it's fine. I have no problem with that. We are all apt to jump to quick decisions. I don't think Ray Anderson's an idiot. Most of you seem to think that's the way it's going here. Cronyism has been brought up quite a bit. The press conference is right around the corner. We'll watch it together, and I'll react on the other side. Stay with us.
Thank you, Phil. And let me turn to myself in terms of the why. And so competitive consistency is required to elevate this football program to the place we want to be. So let me reiterate some of the things I shared with you 8 days ago. Competitive consistency in our academics are really solid, in large part due to the efforts of Coach Todd Graham. And competitive consistency in terms of citizenship and role modeling and discipline and behavior and conduct is at a very high level here, in large part through the work of Coach Todd Graham. But competitive consistency in the performance and outcome on game day, frankly, have not met our expectations. And after me evaluating for 4 years the body of work, I have to be honest on behalf of this program and on behalf of this university to make the assessment and then make the hard decision that I truly believe in the best interest of this university and this football program going forward. But I want you to know that ASU football is nobody's rebuild. This is not a startup. This is not a start over. We need to take the next step in competitive consistency, and I believe Herman Edwards can take this there. And so what is competitive consistency that we're looking for as we go forward? In recruiting really great student athletes, 4- and 5-star student athletes from all over the place where talent is. We haven't done that well. Developing players and then coaching players to their highest potential so that those players who in fact have aspirations to go to the NFL are in fact being readied and prepared here to do that. We haven't done that well. Competitive consistency in developing and retaining assistant coaches so we can have that continuity and that stability and that recruiting quality and consistency that we need here. And then certainly competitive consistency where in game preparation and game day performance, we are competitively and consistently the team that nobody wants to play. And that's what I think we will get in Herman Edwards. And so Dr. Crow and myself, we have high visions for this university, and I certainly came in here to try to advance forward his high vision for this athletic department, and I'm bound and determined to do that. We're going to change our model because, as Dr. Crow alluded, the traditional model in athletics under which we have operated for these years has produced, very frankly, unsatisfying and, for the most part, mediocre results. And so what we are going to do is we are going to pivot more to a model like you would see in the NFL and, frankly, other professional sports. And what that means is that the football head coach is going to get a lot of support from other folks outside of the traditional model. And so you will see much more of the participation of Gene Boyd and Scotty Graham and Marcus Walker, Donnie Yantis, Tim Cassidy, Kevin Minifield, Scotty Graham, Gabe Cagwin, Frank Ferraro, Russ Giglio, and others, Don Bakke, and others who I am missing, Ken Lanfear, and forgive me for that, colleagues. It is going to be an all-in, all hands on board. Andrea Lohr, Courtney Skipper. It is going to be an all-hands-on-deck effort to upgrade football the way we have upgraded in some of our other sports. And so it will be a collaboration. We do not have a structure where the head coach will need to, neither will he be expected to, control it all and do it all. We want to recruit. We want to coach. We want to develop. And we want to elevate. And that's what we're going to get with Herman Edwards. And so what I would tell you is that elevated performance is not new to us at ASU. The standards and expectations are already here in our sports programs. Just this week, if we were noticing, Bobby Hurley in basketball, great performance. Bob Bowman leading our men's and women's swimming teams, great performance. Zeke Jones leading our wrestling team this weekend in Las Vegas, great performance. And let's just go back a little ways. Last year, Missy Farkay, national championship in golf, brand new head coach. Look what Matt Thurman is doing in men's golf, new to our environment. Cliff English just won the second triathlon national championship for our women's team. Excellent, to be sure. Right? And then what we will tell you is that Coach Powers in ice hockey, by the way, is doing a great job. And then you fast, go back a little bit to our tenured coaches who have competitively and consistently performed at high levels. How about Sheila McInerney in tennis? How about Charlie Turner-Thorne in women's basketball? How about Todd Clapper in women's water polo? It is happening here now. And there is no way anybody can tell me with anything that's going to make me listen that we can't do it in football. In fact, we're going to do it in football. So what I would say to you is this train in football is leaving the station. And for any doubters that for whatever reason can't commit to get on right now, that's okay. We understand. We're not going to take it personally. But as that train continues its path uphill, if for whatever reason at any time you decide you now want to get on board, then jump on board because we got a seat for you. We got a seat for you. So I am proud to represent ASU Athletics in announcing Herman Edwards as our new head football coach and indeed the conductor of this train, Herman Edwards.
Thank you. It's my honor to be here, obviously, to take on this task of being the head football coach. I'd like to thank Dr. Crow, obviously, Ray, all those in the audience. I also like to thank the players that are here, the former athletes. And you look at their faces, you know who they are, the Mike Haineses, Rod Woodsons. You see them all. These are the guys that are part of ASU Athletics. Not only are they great players, they're great men. And I think when you're a football coach, the thing you realize right away is that it's about winning football games. That is a fact. But it's really using football to build men. So when they leave this university and they've done a nice job, these guys are equipped to deal with what's out there in the real world, with all the issues that we have in this world. If they're not pro football players, they'll be good fathers. They'll be good men. They'll be good husbands. They'll be good citizens. These men that stand before you to my left are those men. They represented this university. I understand the importance of what this university stands for. It's not the players or the athletes that play in the jerseys. It's not their names on the back. It's the name on the front of the jersey in the history of this place. When you think of all the donors that have contributed to these young people, contributed so they could have success here, the buildings that are going up, the facilities, that's their passion for this university. I have that same passion because of the vision that has been created by Dr. Crow and Ray. I'm willing to meet that vision. When Ray talks about competitive consistency, I understand exactly what he's talking about. Athletes from all over the country, whether it's here locally, should be coming back here. Guys in California and Los Angeles should be coming here. Why is this not the destination? Why can't it be? That's my job. That's my job to go into those homes. Tell those parents, this is the place you want to send your son. Because when he leaves here, he will be like one of these men over here. He'll be fully ready to deal with anything that comes across his way. He will become a student athlete. You have a great, great base here of players. You have a great community of people that support this university. I want to be a part. I'm on the train, by the way. I'm on the train. And I'm going to ride it. I will ride this train until it stops. It's not going to stop. We're going. We're going with you. And if you want to board on a little bit later, we got a seat. Just like Ray said, we got a seat for you. Might not be comfortable, but you'll have a seat. This is about this university. It will never be about me. This university is bigger than any coach. It's bigger than any president. It's bigger than any AD. It's about the young people that leave here. That's what this university is all about. It's about what they will contribute in our society. We'll make them the best players they can be as athletes. I can guarantee you that. The one thing I've learned a long time ago, coaches, they don't give players talent. God does. It's up to us to make sure that they exhaust their talent here. They exhaust it. Because when you don't, you're cheating yourself. And we're not going to allow that to happen. We're going to build an environment here where we can nurture people, where we can understand that these players have questions. They want to know why. I grew up in a football world in the era that I played college football, where if you asked the coach why, you were threatening authority. That's not the world we live in anymore. These young people want to know why. They want answers. Why is knowledge? It's up to us to give them knowledge. It's not questioning authority. They want to know. I understand that. I've had the privilege. Some people will question, well, you haven't coached in a long time. You haven't been on the field. Turn the TV on Wednesday. I'll be back in studio in Bristol. And I'll be coaching football, by the way. That's what I do. I coach football. And I've been coaching football my whole life. And this is why I'm here today, because of the vision. There's something that a great former player said here, Pat Tillman. He said, when he talked about passion, he said it ignites your soul. Football ignites my soul. It's what makes me go. This is what I do. I've done this my whole life. And some people will say, well, you know, you haven't coached in 9 years. There's a man that I played for, and you'll know who he is. His name is Dick Vermeil. When that man walked out of Philadelphia's locker room, when he was burnt out, the first person he saw in that locker room was me, because I played for him. He was like my second father. 13 years later, after he retired from being on television, he ended up being a pretty good coach, didn't he? He didn't forget how to coach. You don't forget how to coach. They're not bringing me here to play. I can't play. Although I'll tell you, I got one hit left. But I can't play. But I got one left. I'm not here to play. I'm here to build a program on top of the foundation that's already been built here. That's what we're here to do. We're here to be relevant in the Pacific 12. We want to be relevant. We want to be one of those teams that people say, hey, you go to Arizona State, you play in that stadium, be careful. I don't want to hear about SC or Stanford or Oregon or UCLA. I heard about that my whole life growing up. Frank Cush recruited me to come here as a high school athlete. I know the tradition of this place. I did not come here. I went to Cal. I was in the Pac-8 before they called this thing the Pac-12. Think I don't have history here? I got rich history here. I have rich history on the West Coast of playing football. I understand the importance of this game and what it does for us all. And before I open up for questions, I'll tell you this about football. The thing you miss most, and these players will say it, when you don't play or you don't coach, it's the huddle. You miss the huddle. You miss the ability to walk in the room where the collectively were players that are from everywhere, every race, every religion, every color. It don't matter. Because you got a common goal. You got a common goal. You're trying to be something special. as a team. We don't huddle anymore in our society. We don't huddle. That's the problem with it. Be quite honest. When you become a part of a team, and you become a part of a football team, and when you look to the left and you look to the right, there's this bond that says, I'm not letting that guy down. Not today. Not ever. These guys know what I'm talking about. We were all fortunate enough to be in a different huddle when we left college. The National Football League. Those men right there, we're all united. They get it. That's what football does to you. And when you've played football, there's nothing like it. There's nothing like it. The competition, walking in the huddle, and looking at your teammates and say, I got your back. I'll fight for you. That's what football is all about. I'm proud to be the head coach here. And I promise you, whatever I have, and I got a whole lot, I got a whole lot, I will work tirelessly, and I'll be committed to the vision of Dr. Crow and Ray Anderson. Thank you. I'll open up for questions.
There's a press conference, and you can see the jersey for Herm Edwards, and now he's going to take questions. Well, let's take a couple questions here. Let's just hear what they've got to say. Let's go back to the press conference. Herm Edwards hired now as head coach at Arizona State.
Hi, Herm. Doug Haller, Arizona Republic.
Oh, yes, sir.
Good. You mentioned that you'll be in Bristol on Wednesday. How much longer will your ESPN duties last?
Friday. And then I'm out recruiting. We got some young people coming in here this weekend. And I can't wait to hug them and grab their neck and tell them why it's important for them to come to this university. But I owe ESPN to go back. There's a lot of people that have been there 9 years. They've given me the ability to coach from a monitor. They've given me the ability to come in your home and coach. A lot of friends there. This is a very tough decision for me, to be quite honest. I've had chances to come back and coach, trust me. But I'm not a guy that publicizes it. I don't do that. Because I think it's a bad look for the university. Because then the next coach that takes the job, if I would say I'm not interested, they say, well, you got the second guy. I know how that works. I'm a media person, too. So I don't do that. I don't put people in embarrassing situations. This was the right place for all what Dr. Crow talked about and Ray talked about. But I owe those people back in Bristol. I want to hug a lot of those folks because it's important for me to do that. When you sign on to do something, you finish. You finish. You don't tap out. You don't say, well, I got something else. I'm going to leave you hanging. No, I'm not. I'm going to commit to what I'm supposed to do. I'm going to finish my work week out, by the way. And then I'll be here Saturday night. And then I'm going on the road next week. And I can't wait to go on the road. I'm probably going to gain 10 pounds probably going on the road, but it's okay. You know, you got to eat food at people's houses and all that stuff. That's all good. I like that. No problem. My workout schedule will be disrupted a little bit. I know a lot of people are concerned coach, you're not a football. You know, you're 63 years old. Huh? Who put a number on when you could coach football? Don't tell that to Nick Saban. He's 66.
Don't tell that to Roy Williams. Tom Izzo's a good friend. He called me. He said, Coach. He said, thank you for what you do. So, yeah, I'm going back to work. But I'm going back to work, guess what? When they introduced me on Wednesday morning. Arizona State's head coach. That's what they're going to say. It's pretty powerful. Next question. Yes, sir.
Hoder Vino, Devil's Digest.
Devil's Digest, huh?
Yes, sir.
Where are you located, my man?
You're right here in Tempe.
Okay, Devil's Digest, okay. I'm Catholic now. I'm a Christian. Watch out them devils. Just saying.
Well,
we're good, brother.
You can see devils all over the place.
I ain't taking it personal.
When do you plan to meet with the assistant coaches and the players, and what aspect of your career you think is going to, or where do you hope is going to resonate the most? Is your career in the ESPN, career as a coach, career as a player?
All three. It's knowledge. We all search for knowledge. I think I can contribute knowledge. Know this. I delegate things to people. See, I believe you delegate things to people so they feel like they're part of it. You know, that's important to me. Delegating to people so that they understand that, you know what, I'm going to delegate it to you. I'm a good listener. I don't have all the answers. Trust me, I don't have all the answers. But I'm always in search for knowledge. And I think when you delegate responsibility to coaches, you uplift them. You give them the courage to say, Coach, can we think about this? I'm not one of those coaches that says, hey, we can't change. I think sometimes change is growth, and you have to be willing to do that. So I'm okay with that. Yes, sir.
Yeah, hey, Coach, welcome to town.
Thank you.
My name is Phil Latzman. I'm with KJZZ, the NPR station here. We occasionally cover sports. So first question, it's a two-part question. Number one is you talked about, and Dr. Crow talked about this, and so did Ray Anderson, about the fact that this is maybe more than a football hire. Do you feel that way? And had it maybe you guys, maybe Dr. Crow can answer the question about why this sort of extends past the athletic department, this hire?
You want Dr. Crow to answer that?
And I'd like you to talk about that if you have any, you know.
Sure. Let Dr. Crow first. He's more important than anybody in this room, by the way. Let him answer that question first.
So I think the only thing that I would add is it's important because it seems to be happening in college football that you can see with the coach changes that are going on this year that there's just this model just keeps going and going and going, where entire crews of coaches are fired, new coaches are brought in from some other school, the ante goes up, the cost goes up, the model just keeps moving back and forth, interchangeable parts back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and somewhere along the line, a model of consistent performance, consistent structure, a team of individuals that are supporting the football program over longer periods of time, that's what we're looking for. And Herman has, Coach Edwards has experience in this model. Ray has experience in this model. And we're looking to see if we can form a college version of that model.
Dr. Kroger said exactly right, and that was our discussion. And I'm going to meet with the assistant coaches later on today, by the way.
All right, that's the press conference as the questions continue. We have Jordan Hamm and Haley Stasiak down there. Either you really like this or you just hate it. Okay, I'm sitting here on social. I'm getting pounded from all angles from my belief on this. Really interesting press conference. Herm said quite a few things that I'll get to on the other side after this timeout. It's a day where Arizona State has a new head football coach in Herman Edwards. It's a day where they are changing the whole direction and philosophy of football. None of this really comes as a surprise to me. It is long, long, long overdue. It's not just a fresh coat of paint that has been needed on ASU football. It just hasn't. It's been much more than that. And finally, there's some people that are willing to get off the dime. Thanks for checking out this podcast on Sports360AZ.com, brought to you by your Valley Hyundai dealers.